you know, we have so they have so many meetings as rookies that I think you know, Turgo and the coaches cover that. So it was just more technique things. And D-line, particularly in D-line, plays a lot of gray area. So I think if they have any questions, I think I just tell them feel free to come to me.
What was the best thing you were ever given in terms of advice when you were playing?
I would probably say just probably Ryan Pickett, because the double team is really, if you're not really coached on that, it seems easy, but a lot of times there's a lot of technique involved. And I think Ryan Pickett did a good job of teaching me how to take on double teams, because you know, the way we were playing early and on, if you couldn't really hold a point of attack, I mean, you really weren't going to get a lot of snaps. So that was a big advice for me.
DJ, watching from your perspective last year, what Peppers did coming into this, did it surprise you at all what he was able to do, and even if not, why?
No, it really didn't surprise me. Just because, you don't get 120 plus sacks if you don't know the game of football and if you can't play. So, and I knew Dom obviously is savvy enough to know how to use them and to know exactly what to do with them. And I think the combination of him, Clay, and some of the other guys up front, you know, made it a lot easier for him to make plays, because, you know, everything wasn't schemed against him as it was in the previous years.
You expect no drop-off, even though he's obviously a year older?
No, Pep, his movement skills and, you know, his conditioning and just his savvy and his experience, you know, it's just hard to count them out with all those things clicking.
You're going to have to face Adrian Peterson this year, it looks like.
Right.
He came back today. I know it's a while before you
right.
deal with the Vikings or anybody, but how challenging is that?
Yeah, I mean, it's Adrian, you know. So, he's the best back in my generation. So, he's always a challenge, you know. Anytime you got eight people in the box and he still gives you a hard time, you just got to rally and understanding that, you know, he can make somebody miss occasionally, but it's just the relentless mindset and pursuit that's ultimately going to get you what you want.
Those games, and I think it was 2012.
Yeah.
How hard was he to bring down those?
Yeah, like I said, it's too much. It's pretty much you have an unblocked guy in the hole, and, you know, he's just so talented and, you know, he can beat you with power and agility, so that kind of makes it tough on, you know, an athlete running downhill and having to stop on a dime and break down and tackle him. He's one of the rare players that I've seen.